stay the same. Making up their reasons, looking for someone to blame.
Old and in the way, sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
It was the first day of fourth grade at Ocean Avenue School in Northport, Long Island, New York. Right away, we all looked around the room to see who was missing this year. We knew that the missing classmates would no longer be coming to school. They were in hospitals, their limbs limp or stunted. The worst were in iron lungs, coffin-like machines that breathed for the child as they lay there forever. This was polio, and it preyed on children.
I don't remember that, well, but I'm 5 years
younger. Yeah, you're 5 years younger. Children were banned from beaches. You couldn't go swimming all summer long because they didn't know where polio came from. They thought it might come from the water or maybe the crowds. And cases surged in the summer. People in cities like New York, which was fairly close to us, they panicked. They sent their wives and children up into the mountains and the country if they could. Maybe it was sewage, they thought. They didn't know. Maybe it came from flies. So we were worried, and we didn't know where it was coming from. And this went on for years. But, of course, you were too little to know. Then one day, the entire school lined up on the playground for the polio vaccine. The lines snaked up to the table where the nurses administered the shots. Some kids were scared and had to be physically restrained. Others screamed and cried. Some others played brave.
Well, what did the kids think as they were approaching and then they saw?
They saw these other kids screaming and yelling, but I mean, it had to happen. But I don't remember anyone who didn't get the shot or who was afraid of the shot for medical reasons. It was considered a miracle. Every child knew the name Jonas Salk, the scientist who made us all safer. Now we could go swimming during summer recess. We could play together. We could go back to school and not even think about polio. I mean, I don't know. Our parents were both nurses. They believed in medicine.
Sure.
Yeah. They had us vaccinated with the vaccines that were available at the time. So I didn't get diphtheria at age 2 and die in my mother's arms like my husband's cousin had done. And I didn't walk with a major limp because I didn't get polio like my college roommate did. I didn't die of smallpox or have a scarred body. I didn't get tuberculosis like my grandfather, who had to move to the mountains in order to survive. I didn't question vaccines.
Well, that's because our parents didn't question vaccines.
And I believed in them, and I saw that they were working.
Yeah, and you saw the results if you didn't get vaccinated.
Right. So when I had children, I had them vaccinated. But now doubt about vaccines has infiltrated my family. I have young family members who are not vaccinated. They've all been lucky so far, except for one summer-long case of whooping cough that my grandson had when he was about 6.
Well, and then when we had the COVID vaccines, I remember that we weren't going to meet as a family because some of our family members weren't vaccinated.
Right, right. You had the latest time.
You had to think about things like that because not everybody, you didn't assume everybody was vaccinated.
Well, but now that measles and polio are on the rise again, I urge people to reflect back to the time when these diseases and others were common. And children were the ones affected most.
Yeah.
They can't act on their own. Please, get them vaccinated.
And in the words of Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot.
Ah, perfecto. We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Making up every time, looking for someone to blame. All aboard, boys, we ain't turning back, and so it goes. But there's a man from Capistrano, he's waiting on your door. By your door. Got a message from St. John, those birds ain't coming back no more. The truth keeps on flowing like a river, the truth keeps on flowing like a river. Truth keeps on flowing like a river right through this house of cards. Crust of civilization is cracked, cracking to the core. So much misinformation, so much suffering, so much war. So many people wanting while a few keep taking more. And so it goes. Rivers rife with rubbish keep on rushing to the seas. Northern forests burning and smoke wafts on the breeze. Money, creates a new disease. And so it goes. And so it goes. So it goes. But there's a prophet on the corner. His word comes from on high, there's forget tomorrow, live for that sweet by and by. Truth keeps on flowing like a river, truth keeps on flowing like a river, truth keeps on flowing like a river right through this house of cards.